America tonight to all of yous. Kate Delaney hanging at the helm. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, your chance to nail the score. The season is winding down. We're getting closer to the playoffs, and we will do nail the score throughout the playoffs. So this is pretty cool. Through the holidays, you'll be able to try to nail the score. This is a good chance. We don't know what game it's going to be, but there are some pretty good ones on the docket. Our super, super, super computer, which is not hooked up to the government. They can't spy on us, so they can't tell us what to do with the computer. But the computer will randomly spit out the game of the week. Don't know what it'll be, but there, like I said, are a couple of good ones to look at that may be chosen. So how about that? Couple of quick things here right from the get-go. Some polls are showing that Obama has more support in the fiscal cliff talks. Who cares? Do we care about that? The only reason we care is because it'll have a massive effect on some of our taxes, especially if you live in the East Coast, New Jersey, if you're listening to me in New Jersey or New York, or if you're listening in California, the way that taxes would ultimately could affect the people there, you would get the biggest bash of all, especially if you were in the middle class. But for what it's worth, nearly half of Americans, that would be 49%, say they approve of the Prez's job of handling the negotiations. A quarter say Boehner is doing a good job. This is ABC, Washington Post. But this pressing deadline keeps on ticking. Bottom line is, you know, we're $16 trillion in debt. We're only paying on the interest. We're not paying on the principal. In my lifetime, probably many of yours, it's very, very doubtful not to be bleak and unoptimistic about this, that it'll get paid down, barring a miracle. This is like a debt that just keeps rolling up. It's a scary thing that happens to people with credit cards. They start off, they got a clean slate, things are going okay, they're optimistic about their future in the company. And then something shifts, and they have leveraged too much on cards, and they can't get out of it. And it's an awful feeling, a feeling of being trapped. So that's what's happening to us. We're trapped, and there's not a lot of wiggle room here. That's really the bottom line on the cliff. We'll know more, obviously, in the next 2 weeks, because time is ticking away. If nothing is done, then the automatic spending cuts fall into place, and the whole thing will play out that way. I wanted to give you some good news at the top of the show instead of just pounding on politics and all the other nasty crap that's going on out there. I love this story, the FCC banning excessively loud television commercials. You have no idea what a thorn this has been in my side. I went to visit my mother at Thanksgiving. She has pretty decent hearing, but her TV, I thought, what kind of TV is this? She had a new TV. You're watching some sporting event, watching whatever it is, and it's normal. Everything's normal. And then the sound shoots up so high, she just puts it on mute. She has a little system. Like all of you guys who have that control thing with the controls where you move them a certain way and you don't want anyone else to touch them. She has to control it so she can smack it on mute every single time a commercial comes up. It is so irritating. Maybe one of the most irritating things that any of us have to deal with, because the commercials are really that much higher. It's not a little bit. They're that much louder than the show that you're watching. So beginning Thursday, the Federal Communications Commission is barring broadcasters and pay TV providers from airing, this is the way it goes, excessively loud commercials, saying that the ads have to maintain what they're calling the same average volume as the programs that they accompany. This is great. I think this is just excellent news for anyone who watches even a little bit of television. Congresswoman Anna Escu from California, Democrat from California, talked about the quieter commercials and the support for that.
I have had members of Congress come up to me and say, my wife wants to know when that bill is going to, when that law goes into effect, because it's still irritating us at home.
You know, loud commercials have been a source of massive complaints to the FCC since they opened up a consumer call center, and that was the top thing back in 2002 all the way through now. That's how many complaints that they get. So Congress mandated the change in the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation, that's what it's called, COM Act, that was in 2010. Last year, they set a December 13th, 2012 deadline for full compliance. So there you have it. And it's gotten wide bipartisan support. So unlike the cliff, everybody's going to weigh in on this. Who's going to say, no, 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 no. Please blast those commercials as loud as you can so that we can't hear it. And that's, you know, that whole muting or lowering the volume is what a lot of people do, but it's crazy. It's almost in some ways an exercise in futility, but it doesn't matter now because the 13th, it all changes. Our world changes. We get the volume back in our lives. Woohoo! I think that's good news. I'm going to clap for that. What happened to our live studio audience in Minneapolis? they're getting ready for the... There they are! Yeah, we used to give them those monster drinks, but when that little girl had that caffeine overdose, it was so sad, we decided no more of that, so Matt doesn't do those runs anymore for the 5-Hour Energy, the Red Bull, that kind of stuff. I see that. When I see the 5-Hour Energy, I think, ooh, I wonder how many people are just every day taking 5-Hour Energy, which works. It gives them that jolt, but what is it doing to you in the end? It's like a caffeine, massive caffeine rush, I suppose. So one major irritant gone, several others still in play. If we can just get rid of everything that irritates us, oh, what a wonderful world we would live in. Isn't it true? Got to tell you this at the top of the show, in moving from politics for a second to sadly now what we know about the shooting rampage in Portland, because I got so much mail from so many of you. One woman who was killed was a nurse. Another guy was a coach and was a father of two. And then there's a 15-year-old still fighting to stay alive. And the shooter's gun jammed, which is, thank goodness, the part of the reason why more people weren't killed or injured in this. And what a blessing that was. And now the family of the 22-year-old who did this are trying to make sense and trying to, and it's that position where they're apologizing but say they had absolutely no idea that this is what he was capable of doing, that there were no signs of it, and other people are saying the same thing, that they had absolutely no idea that this was going to happen, that this was cooking up inside and he had the possibility of doing some potential violence that he did in the mall. So now it's just questions because he killed himself in the, you know, in the rampage, and they're trying to figure out what made the mall shooter do this, and they might never know the answer to that. He didn't leave any kind of a note behind. All right, moving on. Next, Nail the Score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, here we go again. You heard the man, Nail the Score. Matt already got his workout. He's got the supercomputer in place because I want nothing to do with choosing the game of the week. It's too difficult for me. Every time I pick the game of the week, I am sorely disappointed. So, let the computer fly. Week 15. This is a good one. Denver and Baltimore. This is going to be played out in Baltimore. And the Baltimore Ravens have been a mystery, looking brilliant at spots in the season and looking just awful plodding along at other times. Baltimore has a 9-4 record, Denver 10-3 for what it's worth. I like the billing of Peyton Manning and Flacco, and also McGahee and Ray Rice. I love Ray Rice. That kid, I watched him in Rutgers, and Ray Rice is just shy of the 1,000 mark on the ground. So I'm liking Baltimore in this one. Having said that, I think the Ravens win it, and I think the final score, especially coming into the game the way they are, I think the final score will be 27-21. Matt, you get the first crack at this before we open the phone lines. What do you say?
I think you got to go with Manning on this one. Baltimore's kind of reeling. They got the new offensive coordinator, Jim Caldwell. They fired Cam Cameron. I'll go Denver 24, Baltimore 16.
24-16. Okay, Denver. All right, we'll see. Denver first in the AFC West and the Ravens first in the AFC North. So the Broncos do have some bright spots, which Matt pointed out to you, what Denver has been able to do with Manning. Manning has won each of his last eight starts against the Ravens, just him individually, including some in the postseason, if you can look to that. And the Broncos are a game ahead of the Ravens for the number three spot in the AFC playoff race. So that gives them certain incentive to want to you know, nail that so they get that spot. But so it's going to be a playoff kind of game. That's why this is great that the computer picked this. But the Ravens are coming in on a two-game skid. They went into that overtime against Washington last Sunday and lost. And then they lost another close one before that to Pittsburgh. Remember, Pittsburgh kicked a field goal when time was coming out off the clock. So Baltimore, to me, is in the position where they have that little extra edge that they want to lock this thing down. And, you know, you think of the serious injuries that they've dealt with. Some people are getting back, and I think that'll make a big difference defensively. But that's been part of the problem, too, for Baltimore. Their defense was the thing. I mean, defense was the key for them, and I think the defense now is something like 24th or something like that. So you could also point to that as, ooh, that's a weak spot. But Ray Rice, I'm thinking he's getting that 1,000 mark. He's so close to it. Last week, even in the loss, he was terrific on the ground. I'm sticking with my pick, and that's that. How about you, America? What say you? And you don't have to know anything about football, by the way. You're just making a guess as to who you think is going to win this, Denver or Baltimore, and what the final score will be. That's what it takes. It's like circling lottery numbers. I say that all the time because that's really what you're doing here. You're just picking numbers out of the air. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Maybe somebody will get that little extra surprise in the stocking this time around. Rick in Illinois, guess what? You get the first crack at this.
Hello. You talking about FCC said cut down the noise or something?
Yeah, FCC is the new regulation is the commercials have to be the same volume, as the television show that you're watching. They can't do that thing where they mess with the volume so it shoots up, and that'll change life for a lot of us.
Well, this includes excessive loud Palin.
I was just waiting for that. Where was the Palin reference? I knew it. It is my goal in life to have, if I could get her to somehow knock on your door, that would just make my day. I would send a video crew.
She's getting ready to run for president again. So.
Yeah.
And your great leader down there, he's getting ready to run too, Rick Perry.
Rick Perry doesn't have a prayer of winning. Are you kidding? Even Texans know that. That's not happening.
He stays on too.
Yeah, good luck.
Denver 17, Baltimore 28.
28?
Yeah.
28-17 Baltimore. So you like the Ravens, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Ravens bounce back after the two losses were so close, and
too
it's at
close.
Home.
Yeah.
It was too close. That's where you start to see that this could be an incredible game. It might be very, very close, Rick. But I agree. I think I give them that extra edge because of the home field, but also because of the two tight losses. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in, we're nailing the score. It's our fun little contest. Ravens and Denver are the game of the week. It is going to be played in Baltimore. So you tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Dan in Texas, who are you liking in this one, Dan?
I'm going to go with Colorado 27-24.
27-24, Denver. Okay, so you believe Peyton Manning, that's it. He has their number.
I think he's got their number, and I don't think their defense is that good. I don't think even with Rice that they can beat Denver even at home.
Mm. Okay, Dan, good luck. We'll see if you're right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. So there you have it. You can also send us an email, americatonight.net, as Phil has here. Phil in Vermont. Hello, Kate. I like the Ravens. I agree with you. I'm going to steal your score, actually. 27-21 Ravens. We'll see if that's the actual score, but I do think the Ravens somehow pull it out. It is the somehow, though, that is scary. It is the defense that is not what it once was. And you got to have that defense out there, especially with Manning and what they've been able to pull together for the Broncos. Of all the games on the board, besides that one, Green Bay and Chicago is kind of an interesting game. Maybe Washington, because of where they are, Washington and Cleveland. It's in Cleveland, and they're 7-6. So Washington is trying to keep running up down the wind so that they could possibly get into the playoffs. And the Cowboys, same thing. They're on that bubble where they're 7-6, and they're playing Pittsburgh at Cowboys Stadium. And there are a lot of Pittsburgh fans that live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so that crowd is going to be interesting to watch. Well, I think you're going to have a lot of Pittsburgh fans that are going to be sitting there in the stadium. And it's a big, 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 big game for Tony Romo, who can't seem to get the monkey off his back when it comes to December games, but he has this season for the first time. And this is a big moment because of Washington, because of the way the NFC is shaping up, and just really a handful of games left. So these are all super must-win game situations. And the Giants have that extra game. They're 7-5, and the Giants are in Atlanta taking on the Falcons. And the Falcons are the team that you're saying, what? After the way they started, they're still 11-2. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, or you can shoot us, as I said, an email. That's what Bet's done. Bet says, without a doubt, Denver wins this game. Sorry, Kate, you're wrong on this one. I agree with Matt. I'm going to take Matt's score, 24-16. I love it that people are starting to catch on to the idea that, well, I come up with a score, just take ours away from us because we don't count. We're not eligible. You take the numbers away, you have the numbers, and you don't have to come up with some kind of guess. It's been such a strange season for scoring. There's one game, the team wins 7-6. When we had the bagel last week, 50-some points on the board. So it's hard to, it is very hard to predict because of how lopsided some of the games have been. But I don't think it's going to be lopsided between Denver and Baltimore. I don't think we're going to see any of the blowouts that we saw from last week. I think this will be a lot closer. There's no 58-zip Seattle over Arizona happening in this one. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
I think it's a wake-up call for everybody. You know, you never know when your day's going to be cold. You know, it's a wake-up call for everyone around the building. You know, if you can let go of offensive coordinator in the middle of your season, you know, nobody here wants that to happen, but it's a wake-up call for everyone around the building that, you know, the expectation is to win around here. We want to win.
Baltimore to win too. That's who I picked, the Ravens. That's our nail the score game. That was Ray Rice. He's on the precipice of 1,000 yards, but they've had two games that they should have won that they lost, two tight games. Now they're hosting Denver in a big game that has playoff implications for seeding. So we'll see if they get it done. And, you know, does a firing lead to, you know, it's like that whole theory of shooting, you shoot a villager to save a village. So does that save the team? He said it's a wake-up call, Ray Rice says. So does this make any kind of a difference in what happens on the field at home? And it's, I'll tell you, it's been crazy for them, definitely, because now they're saying that the Ravens' last home loss to anyone other than the Steelers was to Manning and the Colts, and that was, boy, you'd have to go back probably to 2009. So the two games skid, and that doesn't bode well. The Ravens fired the offensive coordinators, that's what he's talking about, Cam Cameron, and replaced him with Jim Caldwell. Caldwell was the Baltimore quarterback's coach this season, and that was after he was fired by Indianapolis in January. So a little musical chairs. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We got Ray in Missouri who gets a crack at this now. Hey, Ray.
Okay.
Hello. Who are you liking in this?
I don't know. I'm in the middle of making some jerky. And I hate to go against Manning. I think I'm liking Denver. Actually, 27 Denver, 14 Baltimore.
Ooh, 47-14, that would be a whipping. You know you almost nailed the score last week. You missed it by 2 points.
That's what I do. The Olympics, I won gold medal, the overall by two. Yeah, that's where I work. Just miss it.
Yeah, but someday your number's going to come up. I have a feeling you're surrounding it, Ray. Have fun making that jerky. Ooh, I love beef jerky. My uncle used to make venison jerky.
I was going to say, you didn't ask him what kind. It could have been venison jerky.
I know, I should have. I should have asked him that. I like venison. Oh, I never had it until my uncle gave me a whole bunch of it, and then I got spoiled, and I don't even want store-bought jerky anymore because he made so much of it. And at first I was like, ooh, and then when I tasted it, I was like, oh. He would send it to me from, he had a place in Bernie, Texas, and he would send it to me. He was the master of making that. How about, we're sticking with Missouri. Let's go to Dale in Missouri. Yo, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing? No. Good? Are you doing good? Well?
I'm doing good. I sure missed it bad last week on that Texan game.
And that was tough. I thought that was a tough game, yes.
I thought the Texans played pretty bad.
I think so, too. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think the Broncos, I think I want them 31 and Baltimore 13.
31-13. Dale, you own that score. Enjoy the game and the rest of your weekend. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. Dr. E is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. He's cruising down the road, I suppose, just checking in. So, Dr. E, the game is the Ravens and Denver. Who do you like in this one?
Oh, well, let's start with, how are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. How about you?
I just got off work, cruising down the road again.
Sweet! In that mobile that has 300,000 plus miles.
385,000.
Ah, 385. Wow. I cannot wait till you get to four. That thing's going to keep going.
I know it, Kate. There's one thing about it. You always say after you finish talking with me, I know nothing about cars. It's all done by my mechanic, the original motor, transmission, everything. It's just like it come off the showroom floor.
So you got a good car, my friend. That's what happened. You get somebody, whoever put that thing together, and your mechanic working on it when you need something, that you got a good one.
Yes, I do. But getting on the ball game, I need the Ravens to lose. My poor little Bengals, they need some help. So I'll go with Broncos
17-10. 17-10 Broncos. Okay, you are locked and loaded. We'll see if we can give you some help there. 17-10 means the defenses are performing okay, including even in a loss, the Ravens. But I don't know. I think we may see more points than that. We might just see that. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. If you tuned in, no, we're not talking about Jenna Bush being pregnant, or we're not talking about the woman who killed the $30 million lottery winner, or any of the craziness surrounding Lindsay Lohan. Who cares? Oh, that woman, that poor woman who was a cute kid turned into a nutty actress, and whatever's happened to her, a lot of personal problems, but we don't care. We don't talk about that. Or Syria, except for the one thing I will tell you, is that on Thursday, when you tune in to watch the ball game or whatever it is you're watching, the sound will be the same from the commercials to the show that you're watching. Oh, instead of that loud sound that happens, that immediate spike of whatever the commercial is that happens as soon as, if you're watching live TV, as soon as you get to it, it's terrible. So people are just hitting the mute button. It's that bad. There's that much disparity in the quality of the sound between the two. Now, thanks to a new law, that's done with. It's totally evens out on Thursday. Ray in Missouri was doing the beef jerky thing, and we didn't get a chance to ask him what kind of beef jerky he was making. Ray, what kind of jerky are you making?
Oh, it's Kate. It's Missouri, and it's December. It's deer.
Yay! Venison. Oh, venison jerky is the best. How long does it take you to cure it and do what you have to do to it?
Well, I'm using a dehydrator, so it's going to take me about, I just got off work, got it mixed up, got it put in. By the time I get up in the morning, it'll be done.
Yay! That's cool.
Well, I'm still doing dishes, but yeah, it takes mixing the bowl, mixing it up, start to finish. I do 2 pounds at a time, about 8 hours. But it's good, and you know, if you buy a 2 ounce bag of beef jerky at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? $6?
Yeah.
Even with my spices, it still costs. I could do 6 pounds for about $6. So, dollar. It's a dollar instead of six.
Ooh.
Better.
Yeah, that's good. All right,
well,
beef jerky.
Even on the mud volleyball thing, you guys ought to broadcast next year, 4th of July, at Tom Sawyer Day, here in Hannibal, and then you can buy out some jerky and mud volleyball.
I like that idea. Keep us posted on that. That sounds like a good plan to me. It sounds like a lot of fun to go down there, for sure. I miss my uncle's jerky. When I was back in New Jersey, it's funny that he was saying that the cost, Ray was saying the cost, was in the, they have these convenience stores, they're called Wawa's. You've heard me talk about their coffee, so great. And they have all kinds of beef jerky. I mean, it's just, they must have 34 different flavors. I'm not kidding you. It's amazing. Dale in Illinois, hello.
Hello.
Who do you like, Dale? What's are you not making jerky, are you, or cupcakes or cookies, or you're not doing anything, right?
Well, I'm a jerk, is that what you're saying?
No, you weren't making jerky.
Oh, no. No. Well, latter was true. This is not. I don't make jerky.
Well, do you think Denver's going to make jerky out of the Ravens or vice versa?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think. I see Rick had... he had Baltimore 28-17.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got 28-17 Denver.
28-17 Denver.
Yeah, and they're going to have Sarah Palin patches on her right shoulder.
He just can't. He cannot get enough of Sarah Palin, Dale. It is my quest to at least get an autographed picture of Palin and have
you
it sent to Rick.
Some breaking Sarah Palin news?
Oh, I think I saw something. What happened?
I don't know. I'm deep with the Palin family, I guess. So her son, Track, is that his name? Track, is getting a divorce, apparently.
Really?
For some reason, that's news.
How long has he been married? I didn't even know. He can't be that old, is he?
They're newlyweds.
Newlyweds.
Let's see, less than 2 years. And
wow.
And they just had a daughter 3 months ago.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
So my sources, i.e. online gossip sites, are telling me.
Gossip sites. Oh, what people do when they listen to the show, including the producer, he's reading gossip sites, making jerky, reading...
keep everyone informed.
Yes, reading gossip sites.
Speaking of which, we got breaking Texas tech news.
We're going to talk about that next. Hang with us. We'll be back with more 855-266. Kate, you can nail the score.
Yeah.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Whether you're making beef jerky, cupcakes, hanging out, one eye opened, or whatever you might be doing, it's very easy. You don't have to know a lot about football. We're talking about the Ravens and Denver. What a tear Peyton Manning has been, and what a slide, a two-game slide the Ravens have been on. So they got rid of their offensive coordinator, a little bit of turmoil there. That juices people up. And you got the home crowd and the losses that were close. So I say the Ravens take it, but many of you think Denver will win this one. Just give us a guess. Tell us who you think is going to win it. You can send me a note at americatonight.net. It has to happen in the next 8-10 minutes. Or give us a call at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The breaking news that Matt was referring to is huge news for anybody listening to me in the state of Texas, but anybody who's a college football fan. This is interesting. You have Cliff Kingsbury, who is returning to his alma mater. He used to be a quarterback for them about a decade ago. Now he is the new coach for the team, 33 years old, and he's going to be the head coach. That is a bold move from the Red Raiders, but I think it's a smart move because of what he's done, the coaching that he's done in places where he's been. He was in Houston and then Texas A&M. If you remember, when he was at Texas A&M, the Aggies finished number 3 in the nation, and Johnny Manziel, who is a Kingsbury protege, is the first freshman ever in the history of the Heisman to win the Heisman Trophy. So, you know, there was a lot of rumors that were spreading around that Tommy T was leaving Texas Tech after 3 brutal seasons, really, to go to Cincinnati. So Kingsbury, I think, will make the Red Raider fan base pretty happy. The Tech really, to me, hasn't been the same since the firing of Mike Leach. And I think Kingsbury, who gets what he did there, will have a great chance to do something with this team. But regardless, 33 years old, taking over a team that lost 4 of its last 5 games in 2012. If you're a college football person, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and that is, it's big. Matt, you and I were talking about that story. That's a huge story, actually. 33 years old.
Yeah, but when you think about it, it's not, I mean, college coaches, there have been ones that have been hired that are relatively young. Like, if you look at the Texas A&M coach, Kevin Sumlin, he's only, I think, 36 or 37. And he was the coach at Houston for a couple of years, too. So he was hired relatively young, and that obviously worked out. And you think about it, if you're thinking, okay, Cliff Kingsbury, he's too young to be a head coach, in the next year or two, he's going to be one of the hottest coaching candidates if, you know, his relationship with Manziel continued and the offense continued the way it is going. So why not hire him now rather than waiting a couple of years down the line when you're still figuring things out with the coach you hired, and then meanwhile somebody else is plucking him from the A&M staff?
True. You know, you could look at it that way. I think that he definitely knows the system. He definitely knows the problems that they've had. It's a good hire. It's definitely a good hire.
Definitely, when I was seeing rumors of this probably like a week ago, it's what all the fans wanted because, I mean, obviously you want, you know, a former quarterback. He was the quarterback before Graham Harrell, and all the fans like him, and it's what the fans wanted. And it's kind of hard when you're in those down years. You want to do something to please the fans. And, I mean, it might be a little bit of a reach, but at the same time, he's shown that he's been able to develop offenses and get the teams going.
Yeah, and that's good. That's a good reason to bust that move out since they've had 3 tough years and a terrible 2012. So I think he does much better than his predecessor does. And maybe his whole approach to the game and having been an alum there too even adds to what's going to happen this upcoming year with Tech.
And I definitely think fans would be more patient with him.
Yeah.
Whereas you hire an outsider, you know, like Tommy Tuberville, he hasn't been there that many years and nobody was really a fan of him.
No.
And everyone kind of soured on him.
3
they're,
years.
They're going to give Cliff Kingsbury some time for sure.
Oh, definitely. And enough time that he can get used to the job. Absolutely. Pete in Texas, you have the floor. Hello, Pete.
Good evening, Miss Katie.
Yes, how are you?
I'm just fine and proud here.
That means good. I like that. So, are you a Manning fan? Are you thinking that Denver is going to rip apart the Ravens?
it doesn't matter. So Eli and Peyton are 2 peas in a pod, just chasing after Daddy.
True, Archie. Yeah.
Who'd you pick on that?
I picked the Ravens. 27-21 because of some of the things that have happened with them, with a couple of losses and firing the offensive coordinator and being at home and Ray Rice, I think, having a good game. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll go 28-19
Ravens. 28-19
Ravens.
All right, another Ravens guess. Pete, I like it. Enjoy the game.
See y'all later.
He might be watching that Cowboy game. That Cowboy game has big implications. As I said, there were a couple of other games that were pretty huge that were on the board, because this is what you're talking about now in Week 15, who's definitely toast and who's definitely in. Those are the eyeball games. Washington is 7-6, and Dallas is 7-6, and the Pittsburgh game is an afternoon game at Texas Stadium on CBS. I think that's going to be a heavily eyeballed game, and there's so many people that are fans of the Cowboys who live in cities all across the country. They still have that tag America's Team, and I think they still are America's Team. So there are plenty of people that will be watching it, and it's going to be like a playoff game. The Cowboys need that win, as Pittsburgh needs the win, too. After pulling out the stops, the Steelers know that this is it. This is the last hurrah. I want to make sure that I give you the payoff on this story. Remember the cutesy Lindsey Vonn that so many guys just loved? The blonde-haired skier. Of course. The blonde-haired skier who is, what do they call her? A marketer's dream because of her skiing and her good looks.
Yeah, baby!
Yes, she wants to, if she has to, take legal action. She wants to test herself against guys. She wants to be able to ski against men. The International Ski Federation said no recently, but she's figuring out a way, or trying to figure out a way, that she's going to be able to do it. She's a solid female skier, no question. She's got a lot of hardware that she's won, including a gold medal.
Some TV network will jump all over that.
Just like Annika Sorenstam, when she decided she wanted to play against the men in the PGA, and Vijay Singh had a field day just ripping her to shreds, and then everybody was backing her up, and there were a lot of guys that were backing her up, and she got an invitation to play in the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas.
Did she play in some skins tournament or something kind of like
did.
That, too? I remember
she did.
Seeing that on TV.
She did. She played in a skins game, too. Yes, but that's a sponsorship deal, and that they easily let her in that one. And, you know, Annika has a lot of friends like Tiger Woods and that are, you know, guys that are on tour. So they didn't, a lot of them embrace it. They didn't think it was so weird for her to just try that. That was the idea. It wasn't like she was trying to go on tour with them. In the case of Lindsey Vonn, I think she's going to have a tough time. She is a Minnesota native, so she's hardy. She's going to keep pushing for it. She's got 57 career wins. Will she race against the men? We'll see.
We're the best. I've been telling you the best. The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
No,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N.
At a
nothing.
Finish.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.